Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. What do you think of my new sweater, Tracy?
Well, it's very nice as far as I can see, but put it on first, then I'll tell you if it suits you.
I tried on about 20. This one isn't really what I wanted.
Why did you buy it then?
The salesman sold it to me before I realized what had happened. He just never stopped talking, and he told me some stories about the latest fashion and special reductions. Before I could say anything, he'd wrapped it up and taken my money.
Well, it doesn't look too bad. I think it looks good on you.
But I went out to get a blue sweater with a V-neck, short sleeves, and pattern. And I came home with a brown one with a high neck, long sleeves, and no pattern.
You must be easily taken in. You've got to learn to stand up to these high-pressure salesmen. They'll sell you all sorts of things you don't want if you don't watch out.
Next time, I'll send my wife. She'll probably sell something to the salesman.
That's a good idea. Actually, women are good at shopping. Whenever my husband and I buy something important, I have the final say.
I must admit that women have better taste in shopping. I should simply leave the whole business to them.
Yes, I agree.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the main idea of this conversation? Question 20. Why does the man buy a sweater which he doesn't like? Question 21. Which character is not true about the sweater that the man buys? Question 22. What is the woman's suggestion?